Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church. And I just give God all praise on today. I give reverence to God, who is my life, and to Apostle Dean and to everyone in their respective places. I'm so grateful tonight to be here this evening. Back from my short mini birthday vacation, I just thank God for an opportunity that he blessed and afforded us to go to the great state of Illinois and Missouri. I thank and praise God on tonight. He is such an awesome God. He covered us in the shed blood of Jesus, and he encamped his angels all around about us. And I'm so grateful for him to give me another year of life. I give God all the praise and all the glory. I just thank him for the sunshine, and I thank God for the rain on today. We're going to get ready. We're going to have a little Bible class, try to save some time for prayer. By the grace of God on tonight, we're going to get ready to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And then we're calling our worship to order. That being said, our devotion.
God, you're still mine and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief so I can free that you have won. Over and over again. We were back to the
Your reading will be coming from Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. I have just read you from Psalms 27, from the first verse down through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace this evening, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, Father, just asking you on tonight, Father, to forgive us, Jesus. We ask forgiveness And we ask you tonight, in the name of Jesus,
deal with Corona.
We ask you tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, to forgive us and to cleanse us with the blood and by the blood of Jesus. Father, we just confess anything, Lord, that we've done. And we ask you, Lord, forgive us, Jesus, and search our hearts and mind and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. On tonight, Father, I'm asking you to open up our minds and open up our hearts so we'll be receptive to your word on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you on tonight to bind up the strong man from our lives. Bind the strong man from our radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bind him up and cast him out and command him to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you myself to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us all tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, we need ministering, Lord, and we need you to teach us tonight, Lord, and we need the Holy Ghost to come right in, Lord. Let the power out tonight, Lord, that your Holy Ghost come in on tonight in the name of Jesus and minister your word to us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'll be careful tonight. Amen. Amen. I just thank you, praise God, for being that radio broadcast on tonight. I'm so excited. It's such a good time. Over the weekend for my birthday, praise God for that, another year of life, and I give God all the praise and all the glory. I'm kind of lost, I don't know. I'm a story. I'm there. I think I stopped somewhere in this chat, but because I had to by the phone. Amen. So we're gonna start chapter 14 on tonight. First to the fifth verse, and then we'll talk about that. So this is concerning the 144,000. And then I said, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and 144,000 having his water, but all of the land. These were redeemed from among men, being the first unto God and to the Lamb, and in their mouth were found no guile. I wonder why you can't hear me. Let me see, y'all, what is going on. I should have known that the enemy was going to try to fight me. Okay, I'm just going to keep it in my head. But the devil is alive. You are right now in the name of Jesus. We bind you up right now in the name of Jesus. Just I hear a little static. I don't know if you all hear static, but I hear a little static. So I'm going to try to go on and get through. I was going to try to pray to you. I hope I can. Okay. So I can hear you now. It was going in. Okay. All right. and in their mouth were found no guile, and for they are without fault before the throne of God. So these were men, and I should say they probably was priests. But then John saw the Lamb standing on the hill called Zion. The 144,000 Jews were with the Lamb. These all believed in Jesus, their Messiah. They were from all the 12 tribes of the Jews. These Jews had the mark of God on them. That's in Revelation chapter 7, verse 4. That mark was the name of the Lamb and of the Father. They had received the mark. The Lord had protected them. Not one of them had been lost. The hill called Zion was the hill where the city called Jerusalem stood. But here, the hill called Zion is not the one on the earth. It is the place of the city of God in heaven. In verses, and I could probably go on further, but I want to be correct with that, because in that day, it's a place of safety, and it's found in the city of Jerusalem. That's where the place of safety is. But verses 2 and 3, John heard a wonderful sound which came out of heaven. It was loud like the sound of a great river or of thunder. But it was sweet music like the sound of harps. He heard a new sound. The singers were there in front of the throne. They were in front of the four creatures and the elders. Now, I know I've been on the internet that's been about towns in different places, like in Canada, cities, different places that have heard these and different things like that. I just listen and I read and study, because people have heard these things, and John. But people of the day, up to date, have heard these things and these different sounds. John does not say who the singers were, sung the songs, but it seems that the 44 God had rescued them from the earth. They sang a new song that only they could learn. The Lord had selected these men for a task. They would serve God on earth during the final and consecrate on he did not have sex. They were all virgins. And that's why I say maybe they were priests, agents on earth. They believed in Christ, and they belong to God. And most didn't say priest. It don't say priest in the Bible. But I'm just saying it says the Jews. That's what it says. So I'm believing that's what the Word of God says. They did what the Lamb of God said. They obeyed him, and they were loyal to him. They were his agents. Okay. They gave themselves to God. From their work, many to know the Lord. The 44,000 were like the first ones of the number. Verse 5, during all the troubles of those times, they always spoke the truth. They built their lives, and nobody could blame them for anything that was wrong. Now, I'm trying to think of what they call these ladies. Were the same. I forgot their names that they called them when they never had sex, had a man, period. They kept themselves for the Lord. That's all they did was kept themselves for the Lord. I'm not going to say these were all men. I'm not going to say that because it's almost about to come to me what they call them, the ladies that do that, Enoch or something like that, that they call them when they keep themselves from sex or from touch a man touching them, period, like that. And they just did the service of God. And they just they gave their life to Christ, and they believed and obeyed God. So a lot of times they have a heavy anointing on them. I met several of them in my lifetime. So lesson to give your life to the Lord like that. Mm-hmm. But that was 144,000. The lamb on the hill called Zion. And number six, and this is concerning the everlasting gospel. And I saw another God angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountain of waters. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is falling, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of wrath of her fornication. And the third, And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, and received his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink up, poured out his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone. Three angels. The angel tell people about the plan of God. God said that this people, his people, should have eternal life. This is good news to all who believe in God's word, and they will serve God. The angel made certain that all the people of the earth heard him. Every person had the opportunity to hear the good news. The angel called all people to repent of their last chance. Soon it would be too late. This is the message the angel brought. All people must be afraid, fear, have fear of God, and every give them honor. They must respect him as the Lord of all. They must know that he is the God of power. See, that's one thing that we don't do, that I found out even in my prayer life. We don't honor God enough. We don't give him enough praise. You know, we could probably never give him what he deserved. But you can't go and, Lord, I praise your name for 2 or 3 minutes or 5 minutes. It's good. And I know everybody don't pray the same. I'm always talking about people praying and stuff like that because I love it. But I think God would move more for us if we would praise him more. We need to praise God even the more. I mean, I've heard a lot of prophetic classes, it's 2 hours of praise. Let me see, it's 2 hours just praising God, 2 hours speaking in tongues, and an hour for regular prayer. That's usually my prayer time right there. But I don't always do that. And I know people that can't really do it, period. But Have it in your heart to do. Have it in your heart to do it, because God will answer your prayers. If you have it in your heart to do it, God want to be praised. He want to be honored all the time. All of the things, every time we wake up, we should praise him, give him the praise all the time. For everything, when we wake up and start breathing God air, it ain't our air, it's his air that we breathe. We should be praising God some kind of way. If we don't read the word of God, if we can't pray for 2 hours, then the thing we should do when we get up in the morning is give God some time. The first thing. If you don't want to pray, go get you some coffee, get your Bible. Read and study. Honor God some kind of way, because this show God your heart. Because what we need to be doing is trying to please God at this point. We're not living for ourselves. We have a purpose. And the purpose is to please and serve the Lord. Whatever service he have us to do, whatever thing we supposed to do, it's please. My desire is to please God. Whatever way you have, talk to him. Lord, just show me how to please you. Show me your desire for me to do. He will show you how to please him. One time I prayed, I said, Lord, show me how to worship and praise you like you want me to. And baby, what kind of, I had such an awesome worship and praise that morning. And we got to start, we got to put that on. We got to ask him. He'll let us know. You're not doing it to the way I want you to do it. But if you would do it like this, and when I tell you I had a voice that morning that I don't know who that was singing, because it didn't seem like it was me, because, honey, I had such a time that day in worship because I asked the Holy Ghost to help me worship God, show me how to please him in my worship. And believe me, the Holy will show you how to worship God. He will show you that. I to please you, Lord. Show me how to worship you. I do want to be worshipped. Let me want to worship you as we got to do. He said, honor me. Honor me. And every day we should repent. Repent every day. He said, the angel called all people to repentance while there was time. Repent all the time. And we out there willfully sinning. But I can, as soon as I get out, turn on the street, a man pull out in front of me. You make me sick. Move. Bump, bump, bump. That's not of God. I have to repent for that. You don't know. Willfully sinning. I'm not saying we're doing this on purpose, but we do it out of habit. Let somebody pull out in front of you. Let somebody try to go around you. All you're saying is all these, and you're not cussing or nothing, but you're having a negative thought. You're in a negative way. That's repentance. Anything negative calls for repentance. You know, and sometimes we say, oh, well, that ain't nothing, or it's this or it's that. No. Because everything, God is watching us. God is people may not think so, but I do. So I take everything. I don't take nothing for granted. I don't take nothing for granted. And I'm not perfect, but I'm striving to be as perfect as I can for the Lord. So that's why I do the things I do. That's why I say the things I say. I don't do it for nothing. But it says, this is the angel brought. All people must be afraid of God. And some must be afraid. We must know that he's God of all power. The people were surprised at the power. But God is so much more powerful than the beast. And God would be the judge of person. The time had almost come when he would do this. Suppose God cannot expect a happy future. God made the heavens and the earth. He made the sea and the rivers. God made the whole world, and it belongs to him. All people are to work. They should serve God, and they should serve him and him alone. Verse 8 says, then the second angel declared that Babylon had fallen. Babylon was the great city in the ancient region called Mesopotamia. It had been the capital of the kingdom called Babylon. It was an evil place of luxury and sin. Worse than that, it was a great enemy of God's people. They named Babylon here. The name Babylon here means to or the most important place of all on earth that opposes the real God. It was the center of all false belief. It was the center of the world's religion and income. God destroyed the city called Babylon because it was the center of such evil practices. But all the nations of the world had become like Babylon. So all the nations will suffer the same fate as Babylon. God is angry with them, and he will destroy them. See, this is why we have to pray for the nation. We have to pray for our nation because God, I mean, all this evil and all this and all this stuff that's going on, like I was telling Apostle Dennis, I was saying, now, I know you don't like Trump, and I don't either, but it ain't about me, and it ain't about you. It's about God, and we got to know, I don't know who God wants, but I tell you what, when I was studying over there in first year, where he picked Saul for the king, and then he told Saul to go out and kill this city that was not doing right, and kill everybody, men, women, boys and girls, babies, all the animals and everything. He said, kill, destroy everybody. But Saul took it upon himself to save some of the animals, some of the money, and all. And God told him, okay, for you being disobedient, because Samuel came and told him what the Lord said, by you being disobedient, God is upset with you. You got to obey what God says. I don't care what it seems like. Oh, that's a waste of time. Oh, I shouldn't kill everybody. Or it's not going to matter if I don't kill the cows. And we need to keep some of these oxen so we can eat. He was killing them for keeping them for sacrificial reasons. God didn't tell them to do that. We got to do what God say do. We got to obey God. After he did that, God said, okay, he ain't the man for the job. He's not the man for the job. So he may have started off wanting Trump to be the king, to be the president, but you can't disobeying God. You can't keep lying. You can't keep doing wrong stuff and think God gonna still use you. Oh, you know, and then when you doing stuff for the wrong motive, you can't do that. So I'm praying that God's will be done, not my will, not your will, not Biden's will, not Trump's will, but God's will. It doesn't matter about us. But it definitely matter about what God wants. I mean, we got to learn to just know that we have to obey God. And the things, And we have to press our way. Sometimes people say, well, I can't do that. That's too much. I can't do this. You can do it. Try. See, some of the most hardest things to do. And I remember when my ex-husband was in jail and all of the bishops turned against him because of one bishop. And I hated this one bishop. And I told him I hated him because of what he did. And God knew he had to come to me. So he was saying, I need you to pray for him. No, I need you to forgive him. And I'm like, how am I going to forgive him? I hate him. I can't do. How am I going to do this? He said, pray for him. I told the Lord, I said, I'm not going to mean it. Why would I pray for him? I don't mean it. He said, just do it. So I started praying for him, and I didn't mean it. And I kept praying for him, and I didn't mean it. And after about 3 months, every time I prayed, I was praying for him and his wife and children. And then I started meaning it. And I started meaning it. And after about 6 months, he called me. It was at the right time. See, you can't tell me if you do be obedient to what God says. If you do what God say do, he'll make your enemies be your footstool. When I tell you God was right there at the right time, call me. And he said, you know, I want to check on you, how you doing and stuff like that. If he'd have called me with that hate I had in my heart for this man, he would have got told off so bad. I would have had to be repenting from that day to this one. Because it just the way he did. You know, and so a lot of times, we just have to be obedient to God, whether we or not. Just be obedient. Try to do it. Lord, help me to be obedient. Lord, help me do this. I need your help. I can't do this myself. I know our heart. He know every. He don't want us to do it. He don't want us. He wants us doing things from believers and mean it. We in the last days. We don't have time to play around. We have time to do a lot of things we should have did 30 years ago. These times right here are going to get worse and worse. I'm not saying it's going to. And this time just passed, it didn't affect a whole lot of us. A whole lot of us were blessed. We were blessed. And that's the way God gonna keep us, covered under the blood of Jesus. Oh, we might have to go through a few things, but God, we didn't get out. Our cars didn't get repossessed. Being a child of God, being obedient to the Lord. He opened up doors. He said the last going to be first and the first going to be last. He blessed us doing covering because we belong to him. I don't care if an asteroid, they were talking about that. He'll throw a shield over us so quick, ain't nothing going to happen. To us, nothing. With all them plagues, when he had all them plagues on them people was right outside the camp, outside of Egypt. Then nothing touched them. None of them plagues hit them. Because they belonged to God. God had his angel covering them. The blood of Jesus was covering them. So we got to know that if we step and do right, and do the things that God tells us to do, we don't have anything to worry about. Not one thing. Because it has so many practices. You know, it's there's so many evil practices. doing all kind of stuff. Still got to pray for the nation. We still got a lot of things going on. We still making same-sex marriages. A whole lot of things that God can do. All we can do is pray. But it will be done. We all. We all got them. And I'm not ashamed. Pray for my family. Because if it ain't that, it's something else. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Angels came to the beast. The beast will try to kill those who had received his mark. Those who had received the mark of the beast would have a worse fate. It was some of that. They will with pain that would never end. God, Simon Gomorrah, he burned them. The pain of those who have beast will be like that. This will be those who deny Christ. The and the scripture, I will send and false prophet there. And who followed the beast, the beast is Antichrist, will go there to hell. And we don't want to do that. Not by long suffering. Let's say before the Lord, stay humble and obedient. I know he know your heart. I don't know what you said. Never accept Christ. Even on your deathbed, you can accept Christ. He'll be standing there with his arms wide open. Just as we are, he love us. He know our condition. He keep us just as he'll never deny us, not his children. Verse 11. For those who refuse to love the love of God, their punishment will never end. They chose evil ways rather than good ways. They will sin and not good rewards. Their end is to be with God. That place is hell where the fire never stops. Mark chapter 10, verse 12. God's people may suffer much here on earth, but God's people must be patient. They must trust God. It will with God. See, that's why the genocide of fools here. So we have to keep our trust in God. We have to know God is with us regardless of pain. What it looks like. I don't care. It can be all the your life should be already off. But believe God that he's going to get them right on back on. This is stuff you got to believe and trust God for your health, for your wealth, for prosperity, for life itself. You got to believe and trust these things. God wants us to trust him. And believe me, he'll throw something on your baby to make you say, well, I trust God. Oh, I trust him. Mm-hmm. He'll put something on your baby. You'll be like, you know, I trust you, but I got to call so-and-so so they can see. Oh, I need a word from the Lord. You know, you got to trust God. And he wants you to trust him and pass that test. Because let me tell you something. Like I said, he'll let you walk through a little fire, let you walk on some stuff. Just walking with. Love God. Know that he going to do everything he can. God loves us so much. we got, I don't care what happened, we got to stand. He's trying to get us strong. So when this demon, this antichrist come, this false prophet come, to know that we're not going to take no more. You know, we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about that. He's going to stand with us. And it's going to get tough. So stand on the word of God. Just stand on the word of God. And when they take that away, have it already in your heart. Okay, remember the one scripture. Remember that. And God will honor that. Verse 17 says, this is not. But even now, the month in the place of rest and happiness, the Holy Spirit, our God, for who died because of their faith in they receive. Now, over there in China, in Pakistan, in Iran, all those places where they trying to have church and Christians, they cutting their heads out, they locking them up in jail. This one pastor in China got 15 years in the gospel. Another one in Pakistan got, it doesn't care. They said, as long as it's for them, and that's the way we're going to have to be. As long as it's for the Lord, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We stand for all these other things, but we can't stand for the righteousness of God. We got to do that. And the ones that's a little slow, that don't believe in the Holy Ghost and all this kind of stuff, you better find your way. You got to get right with God. You better find your way. I'm telling you. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's what they baptize in. That's what it is. So I'm just saying, you got to come up to where you need to be. You got to pray that God baptize you in the Holy Ghost, that you may speak in tongues, that you may pray in tongues. It edifies you. It blesses you. Power in speaking and praying in tongues. That's what we got to get to what we got to be. That's what we need to be. So, we're going to get ready to pray for a few minutes. Have a question. I'm sorry, y'all. My wife is talking too much. Prayer request. Enough prayer. Prayer request tonight. Anybody? Okay. Let me just.
I got a prayer request. I'm sorry, we let the phone keep going in and out.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to pray for the babies that's been sex trafficked. And the babies that's been abused, I want to pray for the people that's sleeping under the bridges. I want you to pray for the people that's in these hospitals or in the nursing homes, the ones that's too fed, the ones that can't speak for themselves and tell, you know, what's going on with them. I want to pray for them.
Okay.
I feel like they get left out a lot.
They do. You said my phone is going in and out.
It's probably my phone. We passing trees.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna pray.
I got a prayer. I got a prayer request.
Okay.
Yes. This is actually my first time giving a prayer request. So be with me. I'd like to pray for my family, Martin family. Pray for my wife, my kids, and as well as my family.
Okay.
I'd like to pray for my mom, my dad, my siblings. I'd like to pray for myself.
Okay.
And wisdom and understanding.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Anyone else?
To give a prayer request. I would like for you to pray for the McKinney family, the McLean family, the Dixon family, the Bean family, the Sattler family, the Dean family, just all of these families that are going through right now. Us as a whole, the entire world, we all going through something right now.
Yeah.
And just knowing our purpose in life. So I just want you to pray that we see our purpose and could fulfill what God has for us.
Amen. Okay. Anyone else? Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, come before your throne of grace. And you to forgive us for every note. And Lord, come tonight, Lord, with the presence of Father. Lord, we have so many heavy things on us, Lord. We asking you on tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to look down and have mercy on us tonight, Father. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to strengthen my faith, strengthen our faith. Trust you even more, Lord. Lord, we hold it yet. We say, Lord, we don't know. Need to believe in God, but you, Lord, Lord, we calling on your name, Father. We need you tonight. Hallelujah. We love you, Father. In the name, we calling on your name, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, asking you tonight, Lord, to look down and have mercy on the babies, Lord, all those over there in the hospital, in the neonatal intensive care unit, those that's been abused, Lord, those that's in sick crap, Lord, you know the babies, Lord, and we asking you to cover those in the mighty name of Jesus, those people, Lord, that's in the hospitals, in the nurses' home, behind prison walls, in penal institutions, in mental health centers, Lord. And we ask you now to give them their mind back, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and bind the enemy up. Bind the enemy up tonight. Of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, put him over there with that supper, Lord, and brimstone, in the name of Jesus, where the false prophets are, in the name of Jesus, put him over there, Lord, in the name of Jesus, then, Father, those that's sleeping up under the bridges, those that outside on the ground, downtown, Lord. And we asking you to cover them on tonight and in the name of Jesus. And Lord, they need you right now, Lord. And they need you, Lord. And they can't without you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, I ask you on tonight, in the name of Jesus, to bless grandson and bless him tonight and bless him, Lord, and bless grandson tonight and in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you right now, send wisdom, Lord, and up his mind on tonight and send wisdom and knowledge and understand, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. And I ask you right now to operate on that heart and operate on that mind and give him a purpose, Lord, and give him a purpose, Lord, and a will, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Do it for him, Lord. Bless his family on tonight, and bless his children, and bless his wife, and bless his parents on tonight, and mom and dad, and sisters and brothers, and cover them all in the blood of Jesus, and everybody that I call name on tonight, and everybody, come in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them and protect them on tonight in the name of Jesus. And when they in their cars, in the bus, on the bus, on the plane, on the train, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I ask you to bless the Kenny family, and the Salas family, the Dixon family, being family, in the name of Jesus. And I ask each one of them, in the name of Jesus, and cover them, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless the net, in the name of Jesus, each one of them, and count your angels all around about us. In the name of Jesus, just bless, bless right now, right now, Lord, and deliver right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you to protect them. I'm asking you to protect them, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, to lead and guide them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, lead and guide. In the name of Jesus, lead and guide them, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, they need you now. They need you now, Lord. And they need you now, Lord. And they need you now, right now, Lord. And they need you right now, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, they need you, Father. They can't make it without you. They need you right now. And they can't make it, Lord. And they won't. They need you. They depending on you, God. They depend on you, Lord. And in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, we know that you praise him. We need you tonight. We can't make it without you. I'm asking you to cover the deeds, ma'am, and cover tonight, Lord, and cover tonight them in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around the bottom to protect us, Lord. And everyone that falls by the mission, Lord, we pray for them tonight. That's the best. Bless in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you, we need you, we need you, Lord, and we need you, Father, we need you, Lord, and we need you, Lord, and we can't make it, you all we have, but you all we need, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Pardon. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you praise on tonight. Lord, for God's body. Lord, I ask you to bless for Minister Evangelist Maria tonight, Lord. You know what she's facing, Lord. I ask you and I pray right now.
whatever they're doing, Lord. Guide them, Lord. Lead and guide them, Lord. Let the angel be present, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are depending on you. We're asking you tonight to touch right now, heal right now, deliver right now, in the name of Jesus. Bless our family, Lord. Keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. Lord, we just give you praise on tonight, and I ask you tonight to bless Pastor Saul Lewis, Lord. I ask you to restore everything that he issue out every day. I ask you, Lord, give it back to him. Restore him, Lord. Refresh him, Lord. Bless him. Keep him and his family covered in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you tonight, Lord, to anoint him, Lord, even the more, Lord. Even the more, Lord, he needs you right now. Anoint him, restore him, Lord. Restore him, Lord, and bless his ministry. Bless him in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll be careful tonight to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, and we ask, amen, amen. Just about all the praise and the glory on tonight. And I'm going to continue. If you need, you know to call me. I love you all. God love you too. You all have a blessed night, and I'll be right back here on Sunday, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. God bless you. I love you. Have a good night.